Hi, friend, and welcome to the Unapologetic Entrepreneur Podcast, a place for passionate entrepreneurs just like yourself who are looking to create a business that integrates into your life instead of taking over it. So let me ask you something. How would it feel to unapologetically chase your definition of success? See, I'm on a mission to do this, and I want you to come along with me in becoming an unapologetic entrepreneur. This is someone who has defined success on their terms and is committed to setting boundaries and making progress towards achieving that success. I'm your host, Amanda McKinney, and after several years of entrepreneurship, I found myself chasing someone else's definition of success, and I actually couldn't answer the question, what does success look like for you, Amanda? This started me on a journey to understanding this answer for myself, and I now understand that our definition of success, it evolves over time. But the key is to always know what our definition is in each season of our life. And on this podcast, I am dedicated to exploring how other entrepreneurs have shown up unapologetically and sharing my journey, of course, too. So pop in those earbuds so we can explore topics such as success, goals, mindset, of course, marketing, and money. You will walk away inspired through stories and ready to take action through clearly defined steps. So let's dig in. Hi, friend. Today we're talking about something that I have become unbelievably passionate about, and it is defining success on your own terms. So you've probably heard me talk about this before. Maybe this is the first time, but I've mentioned it several times on the podcast. But really, I wanted to have one specific episode dedicated to the actual process of doing this. Now, this actually came out of me writing my book, which I'm super excited that it is included in there. But what I wanted to do was extract that chapter outside of the book and actually create it to where anyone could have this for free. So that's what this episode is all about, which is very exciting. There is a free guide that goes along with this. So I would highly encourage you to get it because what you can do in this guide is actually document your answers and it captures everything so that you have it to reflect on over the next month. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the step-by-step process that's inside this guide. And then I want you to actually reflect on it for 30 days. And so you can get this guide at amandamckinney.com/success, or you can go to the show notes for this episode as well. So let's go ahead and dive in because I am excited for you to define success on your own terms. So the first thing we have to talk about is why in the world is this important? And this is important for me to share because if you don't know why you're doing something, chances are you might not actually follow through with it if you're anything like me or most humans. So I want to start with why is this important? And here's the reason. If you don't define success for yourself, my dear sweet friend, other people are going to do it for you. And you're not even going to know it. This is exactly what happened to me and exactly what happens to most of us, especially in the entrepreneurial space. Because as soon as you put on that entrepreneur hat, you start consuming a lot of information from podcasts. Thank you, by the way. From books. Also, thank you if you decide to buy my book. You know, these are things that people are producing content to help you. It's awesome that you're consuming this information. But if you aren't clear on how you define success, you don't have the filter to run the content through. And so that's what you want to do is understand how you define success so that no one else is doing it for you because it happens by default. So my experience with this was I was chasing the quote unquote six figures. And someone listening may be chasing the seven figures or the eight figures. It doesn't really matter what the number is, but you know people talk about these types of phrases, these figures, right, all the time. So I was chasing this, and I was really close one year. And I knew based on revenue projections that I wasn't actually going to hit it, but I was really stinking close. And in conversation with my business coach at the time, he said, Amanda, you had a great year. I'm super proud of you. I hope you're proud of yourself. Why in the world are you beating yourself up for not hitting this specific number? What is it about that number? And I was like, I feel like it's the next thing I need to do. And there's nothing wrong with setting a goal and trying to hit it. I very much believe in goals. But the problem was I didn't really have a reason of why I was trying to hit that. And so I was really close, but he was asking me the question of like, what's going to happen when you hit that number? Like what would actually change from today if you thought you were going to hit that number for sure versus you're really close? And I didn't really have an answer to it. So I went to my support system, who is my biz besties, immediately get on the app we use called Voxer. And I share, oh my gosh, this is what happened. This is what I'm faced with. And one of my friends asked me this. She said, Amanda, what does success feel like for you? And I immediately came back with, well, I'm trying to hit six figures. And she said, no. But Amanda, what does success feel like to you? My friend, this was the moment that I had like the slap in the face moment. She did not slap me in the face, but you know, it was like this wake up call of, oh my gosh, I have treated my goals and my definition of success as the same stinking thing. Now, here's the reality of what I was hit with. If I do this for the rest of my life, I will always be moving the goalpost, which means I'll always be moving the success meter. What a devastating moment this was. I was in a grocery store parking lot, and I remember sitting there for 30 minutes. Really, I needed to be grocery shopping, but I was sitting there and thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know. So I went on this entire journey, which took about a year of me trying to figure this out. Good news, it's going to take you 20 minutes. It took me a year. It's going to take you 20 minutes. So all you have to do is listen to this podcast episode. You'll be good to go. You'll have your draft by the end of this. But for me, I went down this path. And the ironic part is I kept asking other people what success felt like to them. I'm saying this laughing because that's ridiculous. But yet that's what I did. And I think when we don't know the answer to something, so often we want to look externally and ask other people. And I asked everyone, how do you define success? What does success feel like to you? Why did you feel like that was successful? Or what made that feel successful to you? The whole year of 2022, I was talking about success on the podcast. I was asking people about successful experiences. And I was on this journey of my own and trying to figure out what it was. And really what I got to is the process I'm going to share with you today. But the important thing to remember is that one, if you don't define this on your own, someone else will. And two, your goals and your success definition are different. Now, I am a huge fan of goals. I don't think I'm ever going to change my stance on 90-day goals being the thing. Every student is laughing right now of mine because they're like, yes, she does not shut up about this. And I feel like I'm going to stand on this soapbox of, I need you to define success, and then we're going to use 90-day goals in order to do this. And the other caveat that I would also say here is that I truly believe that we can strive for success every day. Success is not something that has to be 10 years down the road or 90 days down the road. I 100% believe that we can strive for success every day. I don't believe it's possible every day because we live in a world that is completely not perfect, and we are not perfect. So we're not going to hit success every day, but we can strive for it. And so what I like to say is success is the destination we are striving for each and every day. The goals are the milestones we set to achieve or continue to achieve success. And often the goals are ways we're pushing ourselves to reach a new level. But again, we can strive for success each and every day. And so that's what I want you to remember as you're going through this process. So I'm going to walk through the process, but again, make sure to download the PDF because that is going to be super duper helpful because there's a lot of examples in there. You can get that at amandamckinney.com/success if you forgot. So step number one is to list five things you want. Now, I want you to think about this in terms of life, business, etc., because as an entrepreneur, everything is intertwined. So think about five things you want right now. Just jot them down inside that PDF or on a notebook, whatever you want to do. So now you've got those five things in your mind. I want X, Y, and Z. Those are only three, but list five. I'm going to give the example of, because I hear this all the time, I want more followers on social media. So that's going to be the example we'll use in this podcast episode, but there are more in the guide. Step number two is the critical piece in all of this. So what I want you to do after writing those five things down, I want X, like I want more followers on social media, is the example. I would ask you, if you and I were sitting and chatting over coffee and I was going through this with you, I would say, so that why? Why do you want that? And here's the kicker. In all the interviews that I did about success and all the self-reflection I have done, we all have a so that sentence that follows what we want, because we want something in order to feel something. So it's often a material thing. I want more followers on social media. I want that new jacket. I want whatever. But if we stop and we ask ourselves, so that what? So that why? Why do I want that thing? My dear friend, this is going to tell you more about your definition of success than anything else I can ever imagine. Ask yourself why and be honest, because you don't have to tell anybody else this. This is just for you. And so when I often ask people why they want more social media followers, I get something along the lines of this, so that I can feel that things are moving forward in my business. And yes, I want that for you too. I want that for you too. Meaning, I want things to feel like they are moving forward in your business. 100% yes. However, I would then be able to talk to you and say, I love that we got to that answer, because you can actually get to that answer of things moving forward in your business with other ways versus just social media. So it tells us so much more. Understanding what we want. I'm not saying you can't have more followers on social media or whatever you have on your list. I'm saying the so that part of your sentence is going to tell you more. So that's step two. So for each of the five things, I want you to say so that why, so that what, and finish that sentence. Then step number three, I want you to identify the clues of what success means for you by looking at your so that sentences. Oftentimes we're going to have some themes and some consistencies. Maybe you see something like you want to see forward progress in your business. Maybe you listed three out of the five things are related to your business, and it's revenue and followers and something else, maybe a project. And all of it indicates you want to move forward in your business. That's freaking awesome. Now you know, okay, success to me means I'm moving forward in my business. Or maybe you realize everything on there is like, dang, I just want peace and calm. Like it's clear. It's clear that I'm having a lot of stress around these things. Like I am really trying to aim for peace and calm. And then you understand, okay, success to me means being peaceful and calm. So you can get so much from just those so that sentences. Then in step number four, you're going to draft your definition of success. Now I know you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, this is too quick, Amanda. It took you a year. Here's the thing. I overthought it for a year. Please don't do what I did. Do as I say, not as I do, right? And what I want you to do is I want you to draft your definition of success. Now I just told you all about the so that part of this. I want you to just not worry about getting the words right now. Notice that I said draft your definition of success. This is not written in stone. This is written on a whiteboard. So we can erase and write it in a prettier color and better handwriting and change the words. We can do all those things. And so I have a template that you can use as you're getting started with this. So you could say, success to me is, insert your answer, whatever it was that you wanted, so that, insert the rest. Now what you're doing is you're taking your five things and boiling it down to one sentence. Success to me is blank, so that blank. Here's an example of what this could look like for you. And I would actually encourage you to look at it. If you're looking at your business, maybe you want to include a numeric value in there. Now, in the end, you may never have the numeric value in your actual definition of success, but sometimes it's really helpful to start with it. So here's an example. Success to me is contributing $2,000 a month to pay off debt so that I have less financial stress, more peace, and I'm seeing progress towards my goals. So you could say that and you're like, yes, success is this. I know if I'm hitting it because I have a numeric value, but really what I'm looking for is less financial stress, more peace, and seeing progress towards my goals. And that could be your definition. Now you've drafted it in step four. In step five, what I want you to do is I want you to write that definition every single day for 30 days. And I want you to adjust it as you feel fit. As you want to change the words, as you want to change the sentence structure, go for it. This is yours. Start with what I'm giving you, but make it yours, because that's the only thing that matters. Don't worry about my template. That doesn't matter. I want you to define success in the words that help you feel lit up to chase that definition every single day. And in order to get there, it's going to take some iterations. You're not going to get it right away today. I wish that was the answer. But the reality is that our success definition evolves over time, and we want it to. So you're going to write this right now, and you're going to draft that, and I really hope you do this today. I hope you draft it, and then I hope you write it every day for 30 days, and I hope it changes, and you can see words crossed out, and you feel really good at the end of 30 days. And then you know, this is what I'm chasing. Now I can chase this definition of success, knowing with 100% certainty that if it changes, it's okay. If you can imagine, so I'm in my late 30s. If you can imagine if Amanda had her definition at 16 years old, it would be very different than what it is today. And I may have a very different definition of success at 80 years old. And that's great, because that means I allowed it to evolve over time. And that's what we want to do. That's something I saw consistently as I interviewed people for my book and for this podcast, is that our definition will change over time because we change as humans, and that involves our business as well. So your business is going to change, and it's okay. So all of this to say, I want to give you every bit of permission, not that you need it from me, but I want you to have that permission to allow it to change, because so often in our business, we think we have to declare something one time and stick with it forever. And it feels really stifling. And that's not what we want. You chose this amazingly hard and awesome journey of entrepreneurship because you wanted freedom. Give yourself the freedom to define success on your own terms. This is what I want for you. And then you can unapologetically chase it. Doesn't that just sound amazing? Once I realized this, I thought, gosh, I'm going to be on this soapbox forever. I want everyone to do this. And it means so much to me that you've made it this far in the podcast episode, hearing this process. And I really, really hope that you take me up on this process and actually do it. So that's the next step for you, is to define success on your terms. I want you to download that PDF. It's really helpful because it gives you some more examples. So you can find that at amandamckinney.com/success. Download it. It's completely free. And it even gives you the 30-day template. So you can write it in the PDF if you want to for 30 days. I really believe in this. I want you to do it. If you ever decide you want to share your definition of success with me, that'd be awesome. I'd love to hear it. You can email me at support@amandamckinney.com or find me on Instagram. That's my favorite place to hang out, at the Amanda McKinney. And I would love to see if you'd like to share that with me. I will never share that with anyone else. It will just be a celebration between the two of us. But you also don't have to share it with me. You can just tell me, I did it. I defined success and I'm so excited. Or I defined success and I'm confused. You can do that too. But the key is that you take the action today. I know it's really easy to listen to podcast episodes and not take action. And this is one I really want you to take action with within the next 24 hours, because it's a very short one. You can do this very quickly. I walked you through the steps, and I'd love for you to do it. So until next time, my friend, I want you to give yourself permission to define success on your terms and grace along the way. I'll talk to you soon.